Books, we know, are a substantial world, both pure and good. Round these, with tendrils strong as flesh and blood, our pastime and our happiness will grow. Wordsworth, Personal Talk. In the winter of 2000-2001, I bought binge Robert Louis Stevenson's A Child's Garden of Verses, several children's poetry anthologies, and a DVD and book called Baby Shakespeare. A few weeks later, I wrote to a friend, "All Benj wants to do now is recite, along with Richard, Wordsworth's To a Butterfly, Houseman's Loveliest of Trees, and Frost's Fire and Ice. I think we may have a literary fellow on our hands." Literary excerpts became the soundtrack to his life, appearing at the most seemingly improbable but surprisingly appropriate moments. Walking around the apartment, Benj would mutter in his throaty voice, "One day through the primeval wood, a calf walked home, as good calves should." The Calf Path, Sam Walter Foss. When we took him out of the car seat into a dark night, he'd look up at the moon and exclaim, "The moon spun round like a top." W.B. Yeats, The Cat and the Moon. When we brushed his teeth, he'd try to recite, through a mouthful of toothpaste, an Ogden Nash poem about a dragon's big teeth. When we gave him his food or put him down for a nap, we'd sometimes hear him mumbling Wordsworth's To a Butterfly. "And, little butterfly, indeed, I know not if you sleep or feed." Toddling through the grassy flat fields that surrounded his grandmother's house, he'd stop in front of a tree and cry, "Loveliest of trees, the cherry now is hung with bloom along the bough." A.E. Houseman. He always put a great emphasis on the last word of each line. One day, a friend was over for supper, and we were bemoaning our graduate school travails and the vagaries and stresses of the academic job market. One of us mentioned a brilliant friend who'd failed to get a job after 3 tries on the market. The friend's dissertation was on Shakespeare. Benj suddenly declaimed, "I know a bank where the wild thyme blows." He recited 6 lines of Oberon's speech from A Midsummer Night's Dream perfectly as my friend's jaw dropped. When he was finished, we all burst out laughing. The winter of 2000-2001 was a roller coaster for me and Richard, professionally. Because Yale had no tenure track, all assistant professors...